You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Please welcome Abby Wambach. Welcome
standing
to the show.
Ovation. You have an amazing audience. You pay them well.
Yes, they will be receiving that money I promised them. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And congratulations on the book. Let's talk about the book because it really speaks about everything that you've done in your life and everything that we deal with. Many people know you as a really successful soccer player who, in many ways, led the U.S. women's soccer team to some of its greatest victories. You know, your header in the World Cup against Brazil is one of the most famous ones.
Amazing.
But the conversations in this book speak about many of the conversations that people are still having today about women's soccer in the U.S., and that is, why is the women's team not getting paid what they are owed? In other words, equal pay for the work that they're doing.
It's insane. You know, I really feel like this is a true discrimination lawsuit that they've just filed against U.S. soccer, and I'm proud to be supporting them. But here's the thing, the big argument, right, that I hear is that the men's team brings in more money. So, of course, that's why they should deserve to make more money. But that's just not true. In 2015, the women's team brought in $6.6 million, and the men's team only brought in $2 million. So, like, that debate is now no longer can
right.
be part of this conversation. And, you know, we were talking backstage, and I think that what you said is actually a deeper truth that people don't want to talk about, and it's the amount of money that it takes to market and brand something
right.
so that the supply and demand debate can actually make sense.
Well,
right?
this is something that we spoke about. Like, we did it on the show, and I remember, you know, handling the conflict both in the show and in my head. I was like, okay, well, let's go with all sides of the argument. On one side, you go, women's soccer, they're winning, they should get more money. And some would say, yeah, but they, you know, they don't earn as much money. But if you look at all the hurdles that women's soccer has to get over in America, first of all, the games are on at random times.
Great
so point. They're not scheduled in a way that people can watch. And then if you look at how much money was pumped into the MLS and men's soccer in the country, mm-hmm. it was a loss generator.
Mm-hmm.
And that money hasn't been pumped into women's soccer. And as a soccer player who was winning the games, did you ever at a point on the field just be like, no, I'm not going to let the ball hit my skull? No. Did you ever think that? Like, what motivated you if you weren't getting the money?
I mean, now I think I should have done more of that because I'm no longer playing. And I'm like, I hit the ball against my head way too many times.
Right.
And that's a serious and total side issue. But I think that, yeah, I think that the women are like, wait, hold on, this doesn't make sense, right? We are putting ourselves in the same positions, we're putting our bodies on the line, we're sacrificing the same amount. And this is not to slight the men in any way. This is to showcase how much I just truly believe in the women. Because aside from all of the argument that we can make for these women earning the same as the men, we haven't even once talked about them actually winning championships.
Right.
Right? And that's an important part of this debate as well. Like, the women's national team is one of the most successful team sports in the world, mm-hmm. and we're still struggling. We're still struggling to get equal pay. And that, it just feels so backwards. And it's like, wow, the 99 World Cup team just had their 20th anniversary alumni last weekend. And, you know, the sport has grown and we've moved a far way from where we started, but we also started below the poverty line. You know, people were playing for free.
If you look at the book, it's based on a commencement speech that you gave that really went viral, you know, because it connected with so many people. And one of the quotes in the book reminds me of what you said in that speech. And that was when you were looking at yourself on a stage at the ESPYs. It was yourself, and it was Kobe Bryant, and it was Peyton Manning. And you were all on the stage being honored as legends in your fields. And you walked off that stage and you had a very specific thought. And that thought was,
wow, all three of us are walking into very different retirements. On stage, I was feeling this immense amount of gratitude, like, right, wow, we women had finally made it, you know? And what I realized when I walked off stage is that's like basically the emotion that women are granted to feel when they are given an award, this idea of just being grateful. So for me, writing this book and trying to unpack some of these moments in my life that taught me things, I mean, that night is when I dedicated, and I promised myself that I would dedicate myself for the rest of my life to fighting for equality, whether it be equal pay in my sport and for my team, but also for every woman in every industry, because this is a fight that is necessary. And it's not necessary just because women deserve it. It's necessary for all people everywhere, right? Because our world feels like, I mean, you talk about all the things that seem to be on fire,
right,
that seem to be going wrong. And I believe that women having more access to the tables where decisions are made, that will help this world better, to be better.
It's really interesting that you bring that up, because there have been numerous studies that have shown that when you pay women what they are due, if you give women access to the workplace, if women earn more, society earns more. And you see this in countries where it's happening. Mm-hmm. It's not like because the women get money, now the men don't get money. Mm-hmm. The economy grows.
Right.
People earn more money. And this is a really interesting part of the book. It's right at the beginning, and it's just a beautiful little anecdote. You go, recently on a call with a company hiring me to teach about leadership, a man said, "Excuse me, Abby, I just need to ensure that what you present is applicable to men too." I said, "Good question, but only if you asked every male speaker you've hired if his message is applicable to women too." Which is a really powerful thought that you don't think about. People will often say that. They'll be like, "Oh, but hey, do the men understand women leadership?" Abby?
Yeah. Well, and also this was like a women leadership conference that I was going to. So like, for this dude to like say this on the call, and I'm saving him from actually putting this company out and his name. But the reality is like these microaggressions happen all the time.
Right.
And I think what we need to start doing is becoming aware of what these microaggressions are. That's what this whole book is about. And then having the courage and the language to be able to counteract some of these things that we are interacting with in the everyday life. So me asking him that very question, my wife is the best at this. She's like, "Just flip it. Just flip the scenario, put yourself in their position."
Yes.
And if it is not equal, then that is prejudice. That
right.
is treating somebody less than.
When you talk in the book about these ideas, what I really enjoy is there's a part of the book where you specifically say, "Hey, if you're a man reading this book, I hope you realize this book is for you as well."
Yeah.
This is a message we all have to engage in. And you speak specifically about the wolves in Yellowstone, right? And it's a story many people know or don't know. It's about how in Yellowstone they were struggling with overpopulation of deers. And the deer were destroying everything. They were eating everything. They had no predator. And so the people said, "We need to introduce wolves."
Yeah, the rivers stopped running.
Right.
And so the scientists decided that they would reintroduce wolves into the Yellowstone National Park ecosystem. And soon enough, the wolves, they displaced the deer through hunting. And then the vegetation grew back and the riverbank started to strengthen. And then the rivers started to run again. And so when I was giving the speech at Barnard last May, you know, it was one of the most special moments of my life because I was trying to connect the dots. And when you write a speech, you don't know if they're going to get it. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yes.
When you write a joke, you don't know if people are going to laugh, although they're paid to laugh.
Again, you will receive your money.
And so when I told them this story about the wolves, I was hoping that these Barnard graduates would get the connection between what the wolves were experiencing, like what they, you know, wolves were a threat to the system, and they ended up being the salvation of this right. dying ecosystem. And so too can we as women be the salvation of what's happening in our system right now.
It's a really beautiful message. It's a powerful book. I'm excited for the journey that you're going to be on. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Wolfpack is available now. It's a really fun read. Abby Wambach, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.